I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions, but in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
It's the Bartometer Fun with Audio Edition. The Bartometer has some audio to play for you so that we can take you back to each of these moments. I asked the Bartometer tonight, Bartometer, give us the eight wildest draft night things. What's the better word for that? The eight wildest draft night scenarios that have happened in the NFL draft in response to Shedeur Sanders falling as he did all the way to the fifth round in this year's draft. So coming in at number eight, we're going to take you to April 24th, 1994. It's the 1994 NFL draft. This is on the list because this is kind of what made the NFL draft a viable TV product. It was something that was televised, similar how the MLB and NHL drafts are televised, but we're not watching it the same way as the NFL draft. We used to watch the NFL draft in that way, but ESPN really put a lot of effort into it, and they put a lot of backing behind this guy that would really pop up only once every year, and that was Mel Kiper Jr. And Mel Kiper Jr. was very critical of the Colts general manager at the time, Bill Tobin, because he didn't like the first-round picks that they had selected. Tobin had signed Jim Harbaugh in the draft. Kiper thought they needed a quarterback in the draft. Instead, they took Marshall Faulk and Trev Alberts. And Kiper was upset about it. And when Bill Tobin was interviewed about it, well, he was upset about Kiper. This audio, ESPN.
Indianapolis has selected Trev Alberts, linebacker from Nebraska.
You got a problem with this move?
I think it's a typical Colt move. I mean, here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback to pass up a Trent Dilfer when all you have is Jim Harbaugh. Give me a break. That's why the Colts are picking second every year in the draft, not battling for the Super Bowl like other clubs in the National Football League.
Who in the hell is Mel Kiper, in a way? I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. In my knowledge of him, he's never ever put on a jock strap. We don't have to take anybody that Mel Kiper says we have to take. Mel Kiper has no more credentials to do what he's doing than my neighbor, and my neighbor's a postman, and he doesn't even have season tickets to the NFL.
Well, Chris, I'll tell you, I'm secure in my position. Obviously, Bill Tobin is not very secure in his position to have a response like that.
And we will win regardless of what Mel Kiper said.
That's why the Colts are the laughingstock of the league year in and year out.
April 24th, 1994, a day that will live in infamy.
Hard to exactly know who won that battle, as the Colts did get to an AFC Championship game with Harbaugh, but then they fell to 3-13 in 1997, and then he was fired, and then they drafted Peyton Manning. So eventually it worked out for the Colts. Took a while, plus Marshall Faulk was pretty good. Running back Trent Dilfer also did win a Super Bowl in a different setting, that coming in at number eight. Wild draft day moments of the last 40 years at number seven. There's a couple of times this has happened. Bo Jackson not wanting to go to Tampa Bay. John Elway not wanting to go play for the Colts. But Eli Manning in 2000 and... what year was this? 2004? Eli Manning told the Chargers not to draft me. And then the Chargers drafted Eli anyway. So the Giants had to scramble, eventually took Phillip Rivers, found a way to make the swap. This happened in 2004, as the Bartometer, a little slow on that, Bartometer. What's the deal? This via ESPN.
Why don't you want to play for the Chargers?
We're not really giving details right now. We've made our decision, and that's what we're sticking to.
San Diego Chargers select Eli Manning, quarterback, Mississippi.
You see now he's getting built all over the country.
But now Eli is a villain.
The Giants confirmed to us from their draft room that if Phillip Rivers was sitting at number four, there would be discussions with the San Diego Chargers that the Giants would take Rivers and then swap quarterbacks with the Chargers.
The New York Giants select Phillip Rivers, quarterback, North Carolina State.
What are the teams telling you?
Well, I hadn't gotten a call yet from anybody. I'm just excited, as of right now, to be a Giant.
The San Diego Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks, Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers.
At number six, crazy draft moments of the last 40 years. ESPN on the broadcast. This was a selection that the Raiders had in the first round in 2000.
With the 17th choice in the NFL draft 2000, the Oakland Raiders select Sebastian Janikowski, kicker, Florida State.
The first major curveball of the 2000 draft. Sebastian Janikowski, the Polish powder keg. That kicker from Florida State.
Now, he was not the first kicker to ever be taken in the first round. Steve Little, pick number 15 in 78. Charlie Gogolak, pick number 6 in 1966. Janikowski had a nice career, but he was also a kicker, and you took him in the first round. I remember being stunned that that was even a possibility. Kickers have been taken in the second in the past, but really that's been the highest that a kicker's been taken in the last 25 years. You may have the question, so I'll tell you, two punters have been taken in the first round. Ray Guy, who was a Hall of Famer, was taken in the first round, also by Oakland 27 years prior. And Russell Erxlabin was taken by the Saints in 1979 with pick 11. So that's sort of insane, that coming in at number six. At number five, now, there's a lot of these where you're expecting a guy to go and he doesn't go when you expect, or there's a lot where you expect a guy not to go, but then he goes higher. Brady Quinn slid more than we thought he would. Kyle Brady got taken over Warren Sapp. Jets fans mad they were there at Radio City. Bears move up to two to trade Trubisky. Michael Penix even last year. Tim Tebow. But the one that had the most impact, and the one that was pretty shocking, especially when it was a guy that wanted to be drafted by his hometown team, happened in 2005. Once again, ESPN following the Alex Smith, Aaron Rodgers saga.
Well, is it Alex Smith? Well, is it Aaron Rodgers? We'll see. Number one pick in the 2005 draft. The commissioner has the card.
The San Francisco 49ers select Alex Smith.
I thought he was the best quarterback in this draft, slightly over Aaron Rodgers, and that's the direction, knowing the quarterback need the way it was, that they had to go.
And I look at him and I see a polished college quarterback that projects well the National Football League. A lot of people did not have Aaron Rodgers as a top 10 quarterback.
Ronnie Brown, Braylon Edwards, Cedric Benson, Troy Williamson, Mike Williams, Jamal Brown, Thomas Davis, Travis Johnson.
We have Aaron Rodgers, still a quarterback waiting to happen.
A couple of weeks ago, Aaron, you were the clear-cut number one. What's changed over that time?
Yeah, I wish I could tell you.
There really isn't another team in that top 15 that is enamored with Aaron, and that's why he's still sitting. That does not mean he's not going to be a terrific quarterback down the road.
Pick him! Right. Let's go!
Aaron. With the 24th selection in the 2005 NFL draft, the Green Bay Packers select Aaron Rodgers, quarterback from California.
There you go!
At number four, biggest draft day shockers of the last 40 years. At number four, this is Laramie Tunsil, offensive lineman who was eventually taken by the Miami Dolphins. And he was supposed to be a top 10 pick. He was supposed to be a top five pick. And this is like the first real viral draft moment, because as he was waiting to hear his name, all of a sudden there was a video posted on his Twitter showing him smoking pot while wearing a gas mask. The video was quickly deleted. People were trying to figure out if it was real or not. It was. He later said, oh, that was years ago. That, I don't think, was true. But this was a draft that this guy was projected to go at a certain spot, and just because of a video that came out as the draft was happening, he began to slide down the board. Here's how it played out in 2016 via the NFL Network.
With the 13th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Laremy Tunsil, tackle, Ole Miss.
There we go. So we've had the conversations. And while I was listening to our outside set, I felt a little bad about what I said earlier about jumping all over the kid and having no empathy for him. I do have empathy, especially if it was taken a long time ago. However, I hope the kid learned a lesson. It was going to be a painful and an expensive lesson, but I hope the young man learned a lesson, gets to Miami, and fulfills the enormous potential that he has. He's going to be under amazing scrutiny from day one.
Look, I saw the video. It does not look 5 years old. I'll be very honest with you. And I understand that there's going to be some spin here said about this young man whose Twitter account has been suspended right now as it currently stands. But he's going to get an opportunity, and the Dolphins are going to have to put whatever controls on him or eyes on him.
Now, his career turned out to be pretty good, and it is still ongoing. He was with the Dolphins for a couple of years, got traded to the Texans, has signed massive deals, has made a lot of money, has been a five-time Pro Bowler, if that's your thing. He made the all-rookie team. By the way, he's now with the Washington Commanders. At number three, biggest draft day shockers. This is where the Bartometer is going to slot Shedeur Sanders falling to the fifth round. Now, Aaron Rodgers fell. There were other guys that fell. But most of these guys that fell were still drafted, and they were in the green room on night one. Shedeur Sanders didn't just fall to round three. He fell to day three and then was taken by a team that had already taken a quarterback. And when he wasn't selected by the Browns or the Giants or the Saints or the Steelers, there was a team in the Giants that traded back in to select a quarterback that was not Shedeur Sanders. And here is how it played out on the Infinity Sports Network.
And I would imagine you move back into the first round. You really want somebody. Do they really want a quarterback? Do the Giants really want Shedeur? Do they really want Jackson Dart? We're waiting on the New York Giants selection. Bart, who do you think they're going to roll with? What do you think they're going to do?
It's got to be Shedeur, right? If it's not. If it's not.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night,
pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude...
Well, the New York
does
Giants...
Anybody, if it's not, does anybody else trade up for Shedeur? If it's not?
No.
Or is he going tomorrow?
Let's go to the podium.
The Houston Texans have traded the 25th pick to the New York Giants. With the 25th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Jackson Dart.
Oh, boy. Jackson Dart goes at number 25 to the New York Giants. Shedeur Sanders is still standing in that that party down in Texas.
By the way, the full first-round reaction still available on YouTube and on the Odyssey platform via the Infinity Sports Network. Shedeur Sanders now with the Cleveland Browns. We'll see how that one plays out. At number two, biggest draft day shockers of the last 40 years. Mike Ditka, the head coach of the New York Saints at the time, and said, you know what? I would trade my whole draft for Ricky Williams. And people are like, yeah, okay. And then he did. They had the 12th pick. He moved up to five. They traded every single pick they had. A first, a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh to Washington. They also gave them the following year's first and third round picks. The type of haul on draft day we've never seen and we'll never see again. Here's how it played out, ESPN.
There has been a trade involving this fifth pick in the draft. The New Orleans Saints are now on the clock.
Is this too much to pay for a player of this sort?
I don't think so. When you're talking about the number one rated player in the draft, I don't think any price is too high to pay.
I think it's a lot to give up. I really do.
What was the reaction in your room when James was passed and you knew you had the deal in place with the Redskins?
It was pretty calm, except for me.
The New Orleans Saints select Ricky Williams, running back, University of Texas.
Did you just text me?
I did.
What did you text me?
What coach? What team did Mike Ditka coach for?
The New York Saints, like I said. Mike Ditka, the head coach of the New York Saints. Oh, you cut that quickly? Jeez.
I am a wizard.
I was going to say. So congratulations, first of all, to Carlos Ortiz. He is the winner of tonight's purposeful mistake that I make. I make one purposeful mistake every night to see if you guys catch it. So that Mike Ditka, the head coach of the New York Saints. So good job for you. You must feel good about that. And thank you. And then at number one, the biggest draft surprise of the last 40 years. Look, some of these guys traded picks. Some of these guys were drafted lower than they should have been. Some of these guys were drafted higher than they should have been. Some of these moments were made for TV. But we have never seen what we saw in 2003 when the New York Vikings, when the Minnesota Vikings missed their pick twice. Here's how it played out, ESPN.
Well, Denny, the clock is winding down on the Vikings. What's going on
here? You got to like seven players. There's seven players in all of America that you can pick. The Minnesota Vikings have had to turn one in. Here it
what?
Is. You can't pass. Jackson was on the clock. Who do they take, Mel?
Well, I think you're looking at Byron Switch and Marcus Truth.
Too late because
they
the Vikings,
passed.
They can turn the pick at any time.
Maybe there's an explanation, but we went through this scenario last year.
Second year in a row. Yes. Say
Jacksonville's
it loud, say
on
it proud.
The clock. Turn your pick in.
The card is in, but whose card?
Whose card?
Whose card? The suspense is killing us.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select Byron Leftwich, quarterback from Marshall.
You know, all right. First of all, to Minnesota for a moment. Minnesota can run up at any time with their pick, but Carolina's going to beat them to the clock.
The Carolina Panthers select Jordan Gross, offensive tackle from Utah.
Well, here comes Baltimore with speed Carl Lewis-like.
Maybe Minnesota beat Baltimore, though.
Let's see. Or is it Minnesota? What are they doing?
With the ninth selection in the 2003 NFL draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Kevin Williams.
Okay. Well, they got their guy, Boomer. That's the most important thing.
I guess. I never say anything like this. This is great.
Now, apparently, the story is the team was instructed by ownership to trade down and still get their guy in Williams. So they still got their guy, but that's what they're telling us. Also, they missed their pick twice. That's unbelievable. So as much as all these other things that happen, missing your pick, the Bartometer says, the most shocking of the last 40 years. Bartometer, thank you for your services. You may shut down for the night.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.